All right, everyone. Today we're looking at John chapter 15, starting at verse 1. Jesus talking about being the vine and us being the branches, God being the vine dresser. And he sort of explains this metaphor pretty clearly. There's not a lot of questions as to who are what pieces and what do they do. So let's read John chapter 15, 1 through, I think we'll go 1 through 8. And this is all part of the Maundy Thursday drama, the Maundy Thursday time that Jesus spends with his disciples in the upper room. So here's part of that discourse, starting at verse 1 of chapter 15. I am the true vine, Jesus says, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. So Jesus is using a metaphor to talk about how the relationship between the disciples and Jesus, the disciples and God the Father, the vine and the branches, we were fairly familiar with this. I think most of us, some of us have heard this before. And so with a metaphor like this, I find it helpful to draw it out. And so I wanted to do that, and I needed my whiteboard for that. So I'm going to kind of draw this out a little bit as we talk about it so that we have a good sort of understanding together as to what Jesus is talking about. So when he's talking about vine and branches, he's using a metaphor of a grapevine, you know, growing grapes for wine and stuff. So you have this central root or the central vine on a grapevine. I think we can see that all right. And so Jesus is saying this central line, the central line that's in the ground, that's rooted, that's growing, that's bringing the nutrients up. This is Jesus, he says. This is me. I'm the one that you are connected to. I'm the one that you need to stay connected to. And so Jesus says this is me. Jesus says this. And so then he says, you are the branches, meaning you're the ones who come off of the vine, and you are the ones who are bearing fruit. So we have these branches that come off of the vine, and he says, you are the ones that are bearing the fruit. You are the branches. So this is us, these branches that come off of here. So you have us. And then he says, God the Father is the vine dresser. So he's the one with the pruning shears, right? He's the one who's going to decide who goes and who stays. So you have the Father here kind of overseeing things to make sure that the things are producing what they should produce. So here's where Jesus is. He says, I'm the vine, you're the branches, you stay connected to me, and you're going to grow fruit. And so he says, if you stay connected to me, you're going to produce, you know, you're going to produce some good fruit, and we'll draw some grapes here, kind of hanging off of the vine, you know, grapes hanging down. I know I'm probably not drawing this the correct way, but, you know, with enough imagination, you can join with me in that. So he says, we are the ones who are producing the fruit. And so the fruit is good works, good things that we do, fruit meaning more disciples that join and follow and are baptized and taught. And this is what happens, he says, when you abide in me, when you stay connected to the vine. And he says, so if you don't, first of all, if you don't produce good fruit, then the Father says, well, we're going to have to cut away this one. And he cuts off branches. And Paul will later talk about branches being grafted in, and it's similar imagery, not quite the same, but similar. And he says the branches that don't produce fruit are the ones that end up kind of in a pile on the ground and then later on are burned in the fire. The non-fruit producing branches. So why would a branch not be producing fruit? Well, sometimes it has to do with faith. The faith that we've been given by God is a great gift. And that faith sometimes here at the place where it touches the branch, where it touches the vine, sometimes it doesn't connect. Sometimes it's not there. And so that is a reason why branches get broken off, or they don't stay producing fruit. But Jesus says, if you abide in me, if my word abides in you, if you abide in my word, if you stay connected, then this is this faith, this gift of faith to stay connected to Jesus, is what's going to sustain us. Faith. That's what sustains us. That's what keeps us connected to the vine. That's what keeps us connected to God's word. That's what keeps the word and the gifts kind of flowing back and forth, because the vine supplies everything that the branch needs to grow fruit. The vine provides all of the nutrients, provides all of the opportunity for catching the sunshine and all of those things. So good works, more disciples, glorifying God, those kinds of things only happen when we are connected in faith to Jesus. Without Jesus, without the vine, you're going to end up in a pile down here. And that can be really discouraging for us who know people who aren't connected to the vine. We want them to be connected to the vine. We want them to be taken from being a pile on the ground and maybe grafted back in, reconnected in faith. And God can do that. The Holy Spirit can do that. And so these good works that we produce, some of them are aimed at reconnecting some of these branches. But Jesus' whole thing here isn't necessarily about reconnecting those branches. His whole thing for his disciples, as he's getting ready to go to the cross in John chapter 15, he's getting ready, this is again his final discourse with his disciples, as he's getting ready to abandon them because of going to the cross, like they're going to feel abandoned. He's saying, don't disconnect yourself from me. Don't cut me off or cut yourself off from me. He says, stay connected. Stay abiding in the word. And I know most of this is law. Most of this is things that we feel we need to do. And part of it is, yeah, we do need to stay connected in this day and age. We need to strive to stay connected. It's not as easy as you might think. It's easy to abandon all of this. It's easy to go off on your own. But branches on their own end up in a pile on the ground. They don't end up producing fruit. And so it's Jesus is telling his disciples, if my word abides in you, then I will abide in you. Meaning that I'll stay connected. If faith remains, then Jesus continues to feed the branches. If faith is there, then the branches can grow and produce fruit. If faith is present, then you don't end up as a pile of branches on the ground. So part of the good news is that this connection really doesn't depend on us. This connection is solely a gift of faith in Christ. It's solely a gift from the Father who says, I will continue to work in you. I will continue to shape you and prune you. And maybe, yeah, that means we're going to have to take away some of these little nubs that grow on. And that's going to be a little painful sometimes, maybe. But I'm going to continue to shape you so that you can continue to produce good works, good fruit. We want you to be bearing fruit. And so when we see this, the key to this is faith. And when Jesus says, abide, That's a faith word. Abide. Stay connected to. Stay living in. I know this is getting small. You probably can't see it on the camera. But living in. We want to stay living in Jesus. And to do that, Jesus gives us faith to do that. And it's the faith that clings to the vine, clings to the branch, clings to everything. So we abide in Christ. The Father continues to prune us to produce good works. And it's through faith that all of this happens. It's through faith that all of this takes place. And that's the gospel. That's the grace right there. That this is a gift to produce good works. It's not a burden. It's a gift to produce good works. It's not a have to. It's a get to. It's Jesus at work in us. Jesus at work in us to do this. Because he says, if you abide in me, then I abide in you. So then we are connected. We are together in producing these good works. I hope the image helps. I think, looking at my camera, I think you can see some of it. It's probably a little bit messy. But, you know, you get the gist. You get the gist of it. And we see the work of faith in the life of the vine and the branches, and the work of the Father in maintaining the branches, and the gift of faith that keeps us connected. So that's the hope. That's faith. That's grace. That's God at work in us. And we are nourished through Jesus and all that he has done for us. Now here's an aside. This is sermon trivia, as I always say. Sermon trivia. So if you've ever tended plants like tomato plants or other vining vegetables, either even like watermelon and stuff like that, you sometimes will get these branches that come off that are really pretty. They have great, you know, leaves that grow, and, you know, they look really magnificent and healthy, but they never produce anything. They just produce nice green leaves. There's never any tomatoes. There's never any fruit that comes off of it. And so, let me pick this up. The question is, what do we call these in the plant business? Most of the time we call these suckers. And as humorous as that is, you don't want to be a sucker. Don't be a sucker. That's another law thing. But you don't want to just kind of glom on and look really nice, but don't do anything. So don't be a sucker. Abiding faith in Jesus is what helps to produce the good works. It's what does produce the good works. Just thought you'd like to know that. And just a little hint to not be a sucker, but be a fruit producer. So a little bit of law, a little bit of gospel, a little bit of everything, a little bit of trivia. And I hope that you continue to produce good fruit, abiding in Christ.